The ACLU hasn't yet found any specific cases where county deputies have called the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service, or ICE, about an undocumented immigrant. But attorney Karen Rotker says an open record search turned up a sheriff's policy document stating that deputies will call ICE if they suspect a person is violating federal immigration laws. Rotker says lacking immigration documents is a civil, not a criminal offense, and therefore county law enforcement officers shouldn't be using routine traffic stops to ask people for their green cards.
Local police under Wisconsin law have the authority to enforce criminal law. There is nothing in state law, in Wisconsin law, that gives them any authority to enforce civil immigration status matters. And so we are very concerned about them exceeding the scope of their authority.
Rotker says dozens of police departments across the country have told federal authorities they won't go out of their way to help enforce federal immigration laws. She says in addition to the problem of racial profiling, if local police start actively looking for illegal immigrants, they may undermine their ability to prevent other crimes in the community, such as domestic violence.
There are situations where victims of domestic violence have become fearful of calling police because the victims themselves then get questioned about their immigration status.
Marathon County sheriff's officials weren't available for comment on this story today, but in an interview with the Wausau Daily Herald this week, Captain Tom Cuyava said the ACLU is welcome to investigate, but he's certain his department is following the law. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.